Through two, Johnson in the air, deep to right field. Freeman is back. He's at the wall. He's looking up. It's going to go. Long two-run homer, Bryce Johnson. His first of the year, and it's 11-3 here in the eighth.
A lot of Padre power on this Saturday evening here in downtown San Diego as the Padres hit four home runs. They go on to beat the Colorado Rockies here tonight by a final score of 11-3. Welcome into our Jamul Casino Resort Padres postgame show. Sam Levitt with you inside the loft here at the Western Metal Building at Petco Park. Hey, player, the all-new Jamul Casino Resort is now open with a luxe hotel tower, rooftop pool, and San Diego's newest spa. It's a VIP gaming experience like no other. Jamul Casino Resort, the players' place. Padres hitting four home runs in this game, one by Fernando Tatis Jr., his 22nd of the year, one by Manny Machado, his 25th of the season, one by Jackson Merrill, his 12th of the season, and the final one in the bottom of the eighth inning, Bryce Johnson hitting his first home run as a San Diego Padre after he came into the game late. Padres up big, great moment for Bryce Johnson, and he put the cherry on top of what was a very, very nice, very much needed offensive outburst here tonight as the Padres win it 11-3. I caught up with Bryce Johnson on the field right after tonight's win. Bryce, a really nice moment for you in the bottom half of the eighth inning. Two-run home run. How'd it feel to get one out here at Petco Park?
No, it felt good. You know, long time coming, but we got one out of here.
You stayed so ready for any role you've had on this team here this season. How have you stayed so prepared?
Oh, I think it's credit to our coaching staff, our hitting coaches and everybody, you know. It's not just me getting ready. I mean, these guys show up every day. They get everybody ready, and it's just every day going in there and, you know, not knowing what might happen, but staying ready.
You've obviously been around this team the last couple of years. You guys are fighting for a pennant, fighting for a division title. What gives you confidence that this group can get it done?
Well, just look at 1-9 in that pitching staff. You know, it's been streaky the last couple, you know, probably week or so.
Yeah.
But, you know, you look at this lineup and look at who's out there. You know, I got all faith in the world, and, you know, sky's the limit.
From your perspective, what was it like to see guys like Merrill, Manny, middle of the lineup, get it done tonight?
Yeah, I mean, look at those guys. They've been swinging it well, and, you know, you put it all together with those guys, look what happens.
Bryce, great job tonight. Congratulations on your first home run as a Padre, and thanks so much.
Appreciate you.
That was Bryce Johnson right after tonight's 11-3 win for the Padres against the Colorado Rockies. Padres improved to 81-68. The Rockies dropped to 41-108 on the season. Dylan Cease also solid here tonight. Six strong innings, one run given up. We will break down each and every aspect of this game as our postgame coverage rolls along from Petco Park. Our full game recap, we'll hear from Padres manager Mike Schilt. Much, much more to do on our Jamul Casino Resort. Padres postgame show. We continue after this on the Padres Radio Network. Sam Levitt with you inside the loft here at the Western Metal Building at Petco Park. Some folks still here inside the loft finishing up their beers and their drinks and getting ready to head on out of here after a really, really nice Padres win 11-3 against the Colorado Rockies. We'll hear from Padres manager Mike Schilt coming up in a little bit, get into our daily awards. Full look at the out-of-town scoreboard, where the standings are at the end of tonight. I will update you on one very pertinent score right now. Dodgers ahead of the Giants 12-7 in the seventh inning right now in San Francisco. So if that score holds, Padres unfortunately would not pick up a game on LA for first place in the National League West. They would stay 2.5 games behind the Dodgers, but we'll keep an eye on that score, keep you posted on what's going on there as we continue to keep an eye on the standings every day right now. It's that time of year here in mid-September. Padres did their job here tonight, took care of the Rockies. Rockies 11-3. Let's recap it.
Which moments determine the outcome of today's game? We'll paint you a picture with our game highlights on the Padres Radio Network.
Well, this game did not get off to a particularly great start for Dylan Cease. He allowed a leadoff double and an RBI single in the top of the first inning. Rockies had an early 1-0 lead, but the Padres answered in the bottom half of the inning against Rockies starter Bradley Blaylock. They loaded the bases on a single and a couple of walks. Ramon Laureano plated a run with a sac fly. We had a tie game at 1-1. After that, the offensive floodgates would really open. In the second, a runner on base for Fernando Tatis Jr.
Seventh pitch of this at bat. Fernando in the air to deep right center field. Moniak racing into the gap. He's at the wall. It's going to go! Two-run homer, Fernando Tatis Jr. Drove it out to the big part of the yard and a really nice at bat. On pitch seven, he goes 4-14 to right center, and the Padres go ahead. It's 3-1.
So a nice swing from Fernando, his 22nd home run of the season. Fast forward to the bottom half of the third inning, Padres leading 3-1. Manny Machado led off the frame.
1-2 pitch, hammered in the air. Deep to left center field. Back is all the way back to watch. This one, gonna go! Second home run of the night for the Pods, and Manny has gone deep in back-to-back games. Here comes that man. 4-1 Padres here in the third.
Yeah, really nice couple of days for Manny. Two hits and a home run last night, two hits and a home run here tonight. Few batters later, it was Jackson Merrill.
Jackson in the air, straightaway center field indeed. Moniak's going back. He is at the wall. It's going to go! Third of the night for the Pods. Second of the inning, and for Jackson Merrill, his 12th of the year. It is 5-1 here in the third.
Padres had that 5-1 lead through three innings. That was it for Blaylock. Antonio Sensatella came in for the bottom half of the fourth inning. He did not do much better. The Padres loaded the bases up for Manny.
Machado swings, grounds it through the left side. That's a base hit. Diaz has scored. Fernando racing around third. No shot for Beck. The throw is cut. A two-run single for Machado. Already a huge night for Manny, and the Padre lead is 7-1.
Couple of batters later, there were still two on base for Ramon Laureano.
0-1 pitch, hammered in the air down the left field line. That's a fair ball. Going to bounce up against the little wall in left field. Both runs will score. Laureano to second, a two-run double. 9-1 Pods in the fourth.
So the Padres continuing to pile on. They had that 9-spot, a 9-1 lead. Then the pitching would take care of the rest. Dylan Cease, he was good tonight. Six innings, one run given up, five hits allowed. Walked one, struck out six. Kyle Hart throwing a scoreless seventh inning. Hart and Bradley Rodriguez, back up from AAA today, both charged with a run when they gave up two runs in the top of the eighth inning. But at that point, it was a 9-3 game, so no real immediate threat. In the bottom half of the eighth inning, Bryce Johnson coming into play for Fernando Tatis Jr., pinch hitting for Tatis with the Padres up 9-3. It was Johnson with a runner on base in the bottom half of the eighth.
2-2, Johnson in the air, deep to right field. Freeman is back. He's at the wall. He's looking up. It's going to go. Long two-run homer, Bryce Johnson, his first of the year, and it's 11-3 here in the eighth.
First of the year, second of Bryce Johnson's career, an 11-3 game. Yuki Matsui would pitch a scoreless ninth inning, and that was that here tonight. Final score, Padres 11 and the Rockies 3. 11 runs, 12 hits, no errors for San Diego, for Colorado tonight. 3 runs, 8 hits, and 1 error. Padres pick up their 81st win of the season. They're 81-68. The Rockies drop to 41-108. So, guaranteed the Padres will finish at least 500 this year. They're going to finish a whole lot better than that as they pick up their 81st win. Winning pitcher here tonight, Dylan Cease, improves to 8-11. Bradley Blaylock drops to 1-5. We'll hear from Mike Schilt in just a little bit. I do want to make this point to you. After a couple of games against the Rockies and really a homestand where the Padres have struggled offensively, I mean, keep this in mind, they only scored 11 runs in the first five games combined of this homestand. Well, guess what? They scored 11 runs alone here tonight. It had been a very quiet couple of nights offensively. Only two runs in a loss yesterday against Tanner Gordon, the starter for the Rockies. He went six-plus innings. Then you even look at the win on Thursday. Padres only got two runs against the team in the Rockies that is the worst team in baseball and is going to end up with maybe the worst run differential in the history of the sport. Not to pile on the rocks right now, but the point being, you feel like the Padres should be able to score more than two runs. And they were facing a guy tonight in Bradley Blaylock who had an 8.62 ERA in 11 outings this season, the highest ERA in the majors among pitchers with at least 40 innings of work. That was entering tonight. He also had nearly a 9 ERA at AAA. So this guy had been hit wherever he's been this year. And quite frankly, had Blaylock had a lot of success tonight, I think it would have been some cause for serious concern. But The Padres, to their credit, hit them hard, put up five runs against them, three home runs, five hits in three innings. Bottom line, Padres took care of their business tonight, did what they should do against a guy like Blaylock, and they cruised to an 11-3 win, didn't have to use any of the high leverage arms. So all in all, a very nice, much needed offensive outburst in the Padres top to bottom, whether it was offensively, pitching-wise, defensively, they did a lot of good things here tonight. They took care of business, and now tomorrow they go for a series win in this four-game set. When we come back, we'll hear from Padres manager Mike Schilt. Again, the final tonight, Padres 11 and the Rockies 3. This is the Padres Radio Network. Sam Levitt with you inside the loft here at the Western Metal Building at Petco Park. Final score here tonight. Padres put up a big number on the Rockies tonight, 11-3, as they win the third game of this four-game series. Padres will now go for a series win tomorrow afternoon here in downtown San Diego. Hey, player, the all-new Hamul Casino Resort is a VIP gaming experience like no other, with a luxe hotel, a relaxing spa, and rooftop pool. Come enjoy all the perks of your casino fun. Hamul Casino Resort, the player's place, now open. Padres did a lot of good things here tonight. We've talked about the power, four home runs, Tatis, Machado, Merrill, Bryce Johnson, all going deep. 12 hits total. Fernando had a couple of hits, including the home run. Luis Arraez had a couple of hits, including two runs scored. I'm going to talk about Luis in a second because I'm sure Mike Schilt's going to get asked about it here. Manny Machado, two hits and a home run for a second straight night. Laureano, double, three RBIs, great night for him. Jackson Merrill had the home run. Cronenworth, a base hit. Elias Diaz, two hits, two runs scored in this game. So all in all, a very, very nice day for the Padres offense. Dylan Cease, really solid after giving up a run in the first inning. He puts together a quality outing, six innings and one run given up. There was one weird moment in this game, and to be honest with you, I did not see it because I was in the elevator on my way down to the field. I heard about it. I saw a little video that I couldn't make out super well on social media. Luis Arraez came out of the game before the ninth inning started because I think what happened was he wasn't looking during warmups, and I think Will Wagner threw a ball and it hit him in the head, and he came out of the game. He was pretty shaken up by it. I did not see it, to be honest with you, but that's what I hear. That's what I saw on some kind of faraway video. So just keep that in mind. He did come out of the game. I don't know what exactly transpired there with Luis Arraez. Hopefully he's okay. But apparently he got hit in the head during warmups because I guess they threw it and he wasn't looking. So that's unfortunate, and I'm sure Mike Schilt will get asked about it here. Padres win at 11-3. Let's go downstairs and hear from Mike.
Let's pull up a seat in the manager's office and hear from Padres manager Mike Schilt, served up by Sin Lee Food, where fresh meets flavor. Find farm fresh produce, bold Asian spices, and gourmet ingredients at 4665 El Cajon Boulevard. Sin Lee Food, the cook's Asian resource.
Before we get to the other many things, how is Luis?
We're going to see, on one of those odd things, throwing the ball around, ball got overthrown, hit him the side of the cheekbone, and they're evaluating him, but he's alert and clear-eyed, so we'll see.
Talked last night about your team letting the game come to him, enjoying. I imagine this is something like that.
Yeah, it's been a lot like that. The one thing, and listen, everybody's got their own narratives, and that's one of the many things that's so wonderful about our game of baseball. As I think about it, and I talked about it a couple of days ago, the team played free, played easy, played enjoyable, enjoyed the game. I saw a confident team down a run. I saw good body language. And the one thing about the narrative that I'd like to get out there is, the last eight games, what's our record?
5-3.
5-3, that's right. And that doesn't sound like, oh, my gosh, 5-3. How many wins do you get in a total season if you go 5-3? 101. So, I get the opportunity to share my belief system too, right? And, that's one thing that for the sake of our mental health, the feeling of like, oh, my gosh, oh, my gosh, oh, my gosh. And 5-3 is good baseball. 5-3 is good baseball. Could it have been more? Sure, it could always be more. But I just like the way we've gone about things in the last week plus. The starting pitching, Dylan was fantastic tonight. Congratulations to him for 200-plus strikeouts. Again, it's quite an accomplishment. Speaks to a lot of things, clearly stuff, but also equally the endurance that Dylan has. And, of course, Manny with his 25th homer season. Again, both great accomplishments, but I'm confident both of them will say it's really ultimately about the bottom line, and that's winning games. And Dylan was fantastic for us, and, you know, we talked about the slug a little bit, and, you know, it was on display tonight. You know, I love Laureano's approach, you know, get the sack fly, not trying to do too much, love that. And then nice stroke by, you know, Toddy, the two-run homer, Manny with the left center field bomb, and, you know, Jackson with a two-iron to dead center. That was, you know, fantastic. And we just kept batting on, and, you know, Bryce deserves some credit for his swing as well.
To get the three home runs from the three guys you did, the first three home runs, that hasn't happened a lot. Those three are obviously capable of doing it at any time. But not only what does it mean, but, like, do you feel like those guys are all three sort of starting to find that stroke?
I do. And it, clearly it's, you know, when our big boys go, you know, it's pretty dangerous, quite, you know, it's watch out, right? The good news is we got a lot of big boys, you know, so we talk about Manny and Toddy and Jackson rightfully, and they're guys that we count on. But, you know, the thing about this team is we don't have to have those guys always do it, because we have other guys that have and will and are going to continue to do it. And, you know, I mentioned Laureano's at bats, three RBIs, Sheets good at bats. So Hearns, you know, one of the, you know, scariest guys in the lineup and in the league. And so, yeah, Crony taking great at bats. And, oh, by the way, Louis, you know, done pretty well himself. So it's a dangerous lineup that, you know, continues to take good quality at bats and doesn't give anything away. And, again, enjoys the moment and allows their talent play, then, you know, you get more of what we saw tonight.
And, Coach, I see a lot of your games. I think six out of the last eight have been 1 to 2 run games. What does it mean tonight to get a full performance from your team and to, you know, see them capitalize on all sides of the field?
Quite a bit. You know, I mean, we play a lot of close games. You know, you follow the last six of eight, you know, you follow the 100 and however many we play. You know, there's a lot of close games that we play, and we usually get on the good side of it more than not. But, you know, close games are won by doing a lot of little things. But it's also nice to have games like tonight where you get the lead, you add on. And I turned to Ruben after every inning. I said, you know, Ruben, now we get a shutdown inning. And then we come back in and we score. And that's really how you win games. And, you know, it got to be a little bit of a nice, fun little back and forth for about four innings. And, you know, that's also important to our back-end, higher leverage guys, you know, for them, those guys to not have to get hot and get in the game and come in. And I thought Hart was fantastic. Speaking of that, I thought it really good. Throwing in, sweeper good. He was tremendous. And, you know, they ambushed Rodriguez a little bit, but Wandy did his part. Yuki did his part for a clean night. So it's a good baseball game.
Yeah, and talk a little about taking Kyle out. I know later in the game, what was the thought process there? Maybe, you know, he looked pretty good on the hill. Did you just want to see Rodriguez and what he was offering late?
Yeah, I mean, thought process was he done his part for his part. I mean, you know, that's how this works. You know, he got his five outs, and, you know, he's able to come out back tomorrow. And, you know, we got a guy in Beck that we like a righty on, and we managed the game according to what I know, and gave Bradley a chance to go pitch in a 9-1 game. That was the reason for that.
Well, Cease, you mentioned his 200 strikeouts. Mm-hmm. He also hit, I think, 1,000 career innings tonight. Just what does that say about the consistency he's had throughout his career?
Yeah, durability, consistency, desire, all the things that are positive that you want in a starting pitcher. You know, a guy that takes the ball every 5 or 6 days and competes his tail off and throws strikes and has nasty stuff. And so the strikeouts are a byproduct of throwing strikes and the endurance of getting out there every fifth, sixth day. He's a warrior.
Is Luis being checked for a possible concussion?
Luis is looking. I mean, I literally got in, checked on him, and he's with their medical team and deferring to them.
Had you ever seen anything like that happen during a warm-up?
I have.
What happened then?
I mean, I've seen a lot of baseball, so I've seen a lot of things. So, and I've been at a lot of different levels. What happened? The guy's got hit an overthrow. I don't know what to tell you after that. I mean, one guy got a bloody lip. I saw a girl get a concussion in an overthrow in the stands. I've seen a little bit of everything.
That was Padres manager Mike Schilt after this 11-3 win for the Padres against the Rockies. Sam Levitt back with you inside the loft here at the Western Metal Building at Petco Park. So hopefully Luis Arraez is okay. Remember, he spent some time on the concussion IL. Remember that really scary moment in Houston earlier this season. So hopefully he's okay. You know, I got a little bit of a better look at it while Mike was talking there. The video of it. It was an overthrow. I wasn't really clear on my way up here what had happened, but it was, I think it was Will Wagner. I think, I really don't want to put that on him without knowing, but I think it was Will Wagner. An overthrow. I think O'Hearn went to reach up and get it, and Luis, who is running onto the field, it went over O'Hearn's head, and then it got Luis, who was not paying attention. You know, why would he be? And it got him, and it's a pretty hard throw, so. So it's not like a lob. I mean, this was a firm throw during warm-up. So hopefully Luis is okay. That's really scary if you're not paying attention. I mean, you could break a bone in your face. You could break your nose. You could have a concussion. So who knows? But hopefully it is just, you know, just Luis being a little shaken up, I hope. So that was a little scary there. To the baseball game itself. Look, great to see the Padres. Again, take care of business here tonight. This was a guy beyond all guys in Bradley Blaylock that they should have been able to hit. Fernando Tatis Jr., the home run. Manny Machado, the home run. Merrill, the home run, all against Blaylock. They had an inning where they strung hits together in that four-run fourth inning. I mean, they did a little bit of everything offensively, which was nice to see. Another good thing for the Padres, if you want to zoom out a little bit, despite to this point it being a really, really quiet offensive homestand. You know, before I continue here, let's quickly pause. I got to get an ID in. Let's quickly pause for station ID on the Padres radio network.
KWFN and KWFN HD1 San Diego.
Hey, this is Dylan Cease. You're listening to Padres Baseball on the Padres radio network.
And Odyssey Sports Station.
Back here on the Padres radio network on this Saturday evening. Sorry about that. We had to get the legal ID in here and I was just rambling on and forgot to do it. So now we got it in. Great job by our studio coordinator, back in Kearney Mesa, Bobby Charton. No doubt about it. This homestand before tonight offensively was very frustrating. 11 runs total, just over 2 runs per game. Even in the wind, it's not like this offense was producing a ton, and especially the last couple of games against this Rockies team. To score 2 runs, you didn't feel great. Even in a win, you didn't feel super, super great, even though it was a win on Thursday night. I will say this, though. One thing that I think is important that does seem to be happening, 3 guys seem to be getting it going again. Manny, it's against the Rockies, but Manny's got 2 hits in each of the last 2 games with 2 home runs in each of the last, or I should say, he's got 2 hits in each of the last 2 games with a home run in each. So a home run each of the last 2 nights. Fernando's power numbers are way up from where they were. In the 50-plus game stretch, let me see if I can quickly find my note here about it. If not, I will, look it up during the break. I may need a moment here. No, here it is. Okay. Fernando Tatis Jr., his 5th home run in his last 17 games here tonight. He had just 2 home runs in his previous 52. So there's no way around it. Fernando's finding more power. I mean, this is more like the pace you expect him to be on, not having 2 home runs in a 52-game span. That is a positive. Hopefully, what we're seeing with Manny is a sign of things to come. And Jackson Merrill, last 7-8 games, has been far more productive. He's showing power. He's driving the ball the other way. So even though it's been a rough homestand offensively before tonight, to me, that is hopefully a very, very significant development for this team. The fact that Fernando is hitting more home runs, the fact that Manny's had a couple of good nights in a row, and the fact that Jackson Merrill has been really productive lately and is looking like the hitter we saw in the early part of this season and at times this season, but I think we all think about his year last year, the guy who played in the second half of last year. if what we're seeing is those guys really starting to come around, that is a significant development in the big picture for this offense. So hopefully that's what we're seeing. We'll step aside. When we come back, get into our daily awards. We have a full look at the out-of-town scoreboard coming up a little bit later as well. Final score here tonight, Padres 11 and the Rockies 3. Our Hamul Casino Resort Padres postgame show continues after this. Final score, Padres 11 and the Rockies 3, as the Padres now will go for a series win tomorrow, try to take 3 out of 4 from the Rockies in what will be the finale of this 7-game homestand, the penultimate homestand of the regular season. We have 6 more games here after tomorrow. That's it in the regular season. Hopefully many more to come in the month of October. And you hope a long October run with many, many more memories to make here at Petco Park, but with the regularly scheduled portion of the calendar, yes, it will wrap up with a final homestand, 6 games. We'll talk about that maybe a little bit more tomorrow, but the homestand, the 7-gamer, wraps up tomorrow against the Rockies. We'll talk more about tomorrow's matchup in a little bit. Let's tell you about tonight's relief pitcher of the game.
Which pitcher entered the game and slammed the door shut? This is today's relief pitcher of the game, presented by David P. Shapiro Criminal Defense Attorneys. When your freedom and future are on the line, you need the best arm in the pen. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com.
Relief pitcher of the game here tonight. Let's give it to Yuki Matsui. Why not? Yuki did a good job. Scoreless 9th inning. Kyle Hart did a good job as well. Inning in 2/3. He did get charged with a run when Bradley Rodriguez gave up a couple of hits in the 8th inning. One of those runs charged against Hart. Rodriguez giving up a run, 2 hits. I can't give it to him. Why not Yuki Matsui? Only reliever to appear tonight for the Padres that did not allow a hit nor a run. Struck out 1. Did his job in an 11-3 game. So Yuki Matsui, tonight's relief pitcher of the game. Some good defense by the Padres in the first. Let's hear our catch of tonight's game.
Which defensive play had the biggest impact on today's game?
He is at the wall, leaps up, and he makes the catch.
This is the catch of the game.
Gonna hang a star for Jackson Merrill.
Reeled in by Anthony's Fish Grotto La Mesa, celebrating 80 years of seafood excellence.
Freeman, now the pitch is on a line to left field. Laureano charges in, slides forward, and makes the catch. 2 down. Hard hit out number 2 in the top of the first inning.
Nice play by Ramon Laureano in the first inning. Did a good job. Nice sliding grab. Dylan Cease would give up a run in that inning, but certainly the play by Laureano helped it from being a bigger first inning. Padres fell behind 1-0, but they would score the next 9 runs to take a 9-1 lead. Nice play by Ramon, and that was tonight's catch of the game. Let's talk about the Padres' heart of the order.
Let's take the pulse of the Padres and check in on the Heart of the Order, presented by Palomar Health, the official healthcare provider of 97.3 The Fan. Palomar Health, leading with heart for every patient. Palomar Health is reimagining healthcare.
Heart of the Order here tonight, Manny Machado, Gavin Sheets, Ramon Laureano, 3-4-5 in the lineup. Another good night for Manny. 2 hits, including a home run, 3 RBIs, 2 runs scored. Gavin Sheets did take an 0-for-3 with a walk. Ramon Laureano had a nice night, a hit, a double, and 3 RBIs for Ramon, so he was very productive. So all in all, here tonight, 3 hits, a home run, and 6 RBIs for the 3, 4, and 5 spots between Manny, Sheets, and Laureano. So good day, despite the offer for Gavin, out of the heart of the Padres' order. I know I said a little bit earlier, I made the point about Fernando and the positives he's showing. 5 home runs in a 17-game span, following a stretch where he hit 2 in a 52-game span. So that's significant. It is. I mean, I understand it was against Bradley Blaylock tonight, who came in with as high an ERA as anybody in the major leagues with, what was it, a minimum of 40 innings this season. I understand that. I understand the Padres did that tonight against that guy. However, I don't care. Regardless, it's good to see Fernando get some lift. It's good to see him do what he did out to right center tonight. Hopefully it's a sign of him finding the power stroke again. And if you just look at the basic data, the basic info, well, he's got 5 home runs in his last 17 games, and he had 2 in the 52 prior. So hopefully that's a sign of things to come. You can very much say the same thing about Manny Machado. Think about this. Manny in his first 10 games in September, let's just look at that. His first 10 games in September, he had a total of 4 hits and a total of 2 home runs. He hit 098 in 41 at-bats to start this month in 10 games. 4 hits, 2 home runs. In his last 2 games alone, he has 4 hits and 2 home runs. So he's already matched his hit total and his home run total in the last 2 games to what his stretch was in the 10 games prior to the last 2. So it's a good sign. You can do something a little bit similar, I'm sure, with Jackson Merrill when you break it down. So again, hopefully a sign of things to come, and Manny's certainly a big part of the heart of the order here tonight. When we return, if you want to get a phone call in, we'll take it quickly, 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. Phone number to dial. We'll have a full look at the out-of-town scoreboard, play of the game, wrap things up, get you ready for tomorrow. If you missed my post-game interview with Bryce Johnson, we'll replay that as well. Padres win it 11-3 against the Rockies on this Saturday evening in downtown San Diego. Our postgame coverage continues after these words. Sam Levitt with you inside the loft here at the Western Metal Building at Petco Park as we recap the Padres' 11-3 win against the Rockies here tonight. Before we get to the out-of-town scoreboard play of the game, and you'll hear my interview again with Bryce Johnson from after the game, wrap things up, get you ready for tomorrow. I want to give you a couple of notes here. Tonight was Manny Machado, or I should say, tonight Manny Machado hit his 25th home run of the year with that solo home run that came in the 3rd inning. His 25th home run of the year. It is now 5 straight seasons for Manny with 25 or more home runs. He's now one of 7 players to record 5 straight such seasons. I believe this has got to be active players. I'll read you the names here. I got to believe this is active players. Pete Alonso, Rafael Devers, Aaron Judge, Shohei Ohtani, Kyle Schwarber, Juan Soto, and now Manny Machado as far as players with 5 consecutive seasons of 25 or more home runs. If you go back to 2018, he's now recorded 25 or more home runs in 7 of the 8 seasons. With his only one that he missed with 25, the COVID-shortened year in 2020, he's also now just one of 3 players to have 7 25 or more home run seasons in the last 8 seasons. That joins Aaron Judge and Kyle Schwarber. So I know I kind of said a lot there to you about Manny, but I suppose the point is that Manny is in very rarefied air. He's one of the best players in the game. He's going to go to Cooperstown one day, and it's great to see him hit that 25 home run mark once again. It really, really is, and he continues to put together quite the resume one day, all the different things you can look at. And Manny, 2 home runs in this series so far, 1 last night, 1 tonight, hopefully a sign of things to come for Manny Machado. Let's take a full look at the out-of-town scoreboard on this Saturday.
Let's take a trip around the bigs to highlight the scores that matter most with our out-of-town scoreboard. Presented by Jensen Premium Beef Patties. Always a hit for grilling.
Full look at the out-of-town scoreboard here tonight. We have 1 game still going on. That is the Reds and the A's in Sacramento in the 7th inning. Now, that is a huge game for the Reds. I'll tell you why in a second. But the Reds and A's are tied at 5 in the 7th inning in Sacramento. Everything else has gone final. Rays beat the Cubs 5-4. Good news for the Padres. Blue Jays beat the Orioles 5-4 in Toronto. Pirates beat the Nationals 5-1 in D.C. Marlins walked it off on the Tigers in Miami in 11-6-4. Yankees beat the Red Sox 5-3 at Fenway. Rangers beat the Mets 3-2 in New York. The Phillies beat the Royals 8-6 in Philadelphia. Guardians beat the White Sox 3-1. In Cleveland, Diamondbacks 5, Twins 2, the final in San in Minnesota tonight, Astros 6, Braves 2 in Atlanta, Brewers beat the Cardinals 9-8 in 10 in Milwaukee. By the way, the Brewers became the first team with the Mets loss today, and the Brewers won anyway, their 91st win of the season. First team to clinch a playoff spot here in 2025, so they're guaranteed at least a wild card spot now. And then finally, Mariners beat the Angels 5-3 in a game that just went final in San Francisco. Dodgers beating the Giants. They trailed that game early. Dodgers winning it 13-7 in San Francisco. So that is a full look at the out-of-town scoreboard on this Saturday evening. So here is how things look right here, right now. The Dodgers maintain a 2.5 game lead on the Padres for first place in the National League West. So despite the Padres winning tonight, they do not gain any ground there. As far as the wild card standings, they look like this right now. As far as the wild card standings, Padres at the moment, they are 3.5 games behind the Cubs for the first wild card spot. Padres, of course, sitting in the second wild card spot right now. They're 5 games up on the New York Mets, and it'll stay that way at the end of tonight. Giants lost, so they're a half game behind New York still. And the Reds, if they were to win tonight, they would also be a half game behind the Mets. So the Reds are trying to move a half game behind. So if they win, the Giants and Mets would be a half game, or excuse me, the Giants and Reds would be a half game behind the Mets for that final wild card spot, with the Padres still a pretty sizable lead at 5 games over the Mets right now for that final wild card spot. So the Padres, again, I mean, it would really take something for them to miss the postseason. They're in a very good spot as far as the number 2 wild card spot, but it is all up for grabs right now as far as that final spot. Again, if the Reds win, it'll be Mets sitting in the final wild card spot, and then the Giants and the Reds a half game out. If the Reds don't win, they remain a game and a half out. So the Reds have a big opportunity tonight to move to a half game out of that last wild card spot. And that is the way things look here at the end of tonight as far as the Padres in the NL West and what the wild card standings look like as well. Let's hear tonight's play of the game.
The line between winning and losing can be razor thin. Which play was the difference between victory and defeat? This is today's Play of the Game, presented by Bill Howe Plumbing, Heating, and Air.
Seventh pitch of this at bat. Fernando in the air to deep right center field. Moniak racing into the gap. He's at the wall. It's going to go! 2-run homer, Fernando Tatis Jr. Drove it out to the big part of the yard, and a really nice at bat. On pitch 7, he goes 4-14 to right center, and the Padres go ahead. It's 3-1.
Yeah, nice piece of hitting there by Fernando, right center. When Fernando's going right, he drives it that way. Fernando Tatis Jr.'s 22nd home run of the season. That would be the first of 4 home runs the Padres hit tonight. One from Nando, one from Manny, one from Merrill, and the final one by Bryce Johnson. His first home run as a San Diego Padre. And by the way, for Bryce Johnson, that was his second career home run, and it was his first in a span of 166 at-bats, 122 games going back to April of 2023 when he played for the San Francisco Giants. A really nice moment for Bryce. I caught up with Bryce Johnson on the field right after tonight's win.
Bryce, a really nice moment for you in the bottom half of the eighth inning. 2-run home run. How'd it feel to get one out here at Petco Park?
No, it felt good. You know, long time coming, but we got one out here.
You've stayed so ready for any role you've had on this team here this season. How have you stayed so prepared?
Oh, I think it's credit to our coaching staff, our hitting coaches, and everybody. You know, it's not just me getting ready. I mean, these guys show up every day. They get everybody ready, and it's just every day going in there and, you know, not knowing what might happen, but staying ready.
You've obviously been around this team the last couple of years. You guys are fighting for a pennant, fighting for a division title. What gives you confidence that this group can get it done?
Well, just look at 1-9 and that pitching staff. You know, it's been streaky the last couple, you know, probably week or so.
Yeah.
But, you know, you look at this lineup and look at who's out there. You know, I got all faith in the world. You know, we love each other, and, you know, sky's the limit.
From your perspective, what was it like to see guys like Merrill, Manny, middle of the lineup, get it done tonight?
Yeah, I mean, look at those guys. They've been swinging it well, and, you know, when you put it all together with those guys, look what happens.
Bryce, great job tonight. Congratulations on your first home run as a Padre, and thanks so much.
Appreciate you.
That was Bryce Johnson right after tonight's 11-3 win for the Padres against the Colorado Rockies. Very, very nice moment for Bryce, who really has done a really, really nice job. He's played a lot of different roles. He's had times where he's had to start more. He's had times where he hasn't played as much. He provides speed. I'll tell you what, when he's been in there offensively, he's done a nice job. So good for Bryce Johnson. Really nice moment for him tonight. One other note I want to just give you. Tonight marked the first time this season that Fernando Tatis Jr., Manny Machado, Jackson Merrill all homered in the same game. So that was certainly notable and a nice thing to see. Hopefully it happens again sometime soon. How about tomorrow? Well, speaking of tomorrow, final game of this four-game series against the Rockies and the final game of this seven-game homestand. First pitch tomorrow at 1:10 p.m. Our pregame coverage begins at 12:10. Pitching matchup, Yu Darvish on the mound for the Padres and right-hander Germán Márquez on the mound for Colorado. As always, if you missed any portion of our post-game coverage, you can go back and listen to all of it on the Inside San Diego Baseball Pod. Excuse me. Sorry, everybody. Got up there. It happens. Hey, it's a long season of talking. I'm sorry. Where was I? You can go back and listen to any portion of our post-game coverage on the Inside San Diego Baseball podcast, available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcast. You can also go back on the 97.3 The Fan YouTube stream and watch any portion of our post-game coverage there as well in video form. Taking a look at the final totals here tonight for the Rockies, 3 runs, 8 hits, 1 error. They left on 7 for the Padres. 11 runs, 12 hits, no errors. They left on 4. Winning pitcher tonight, really nice 6 innings of work for Dylan Cease. He improves to 8-11. It was Bradley Blaylock who takes the loss. He drops to 1-5. Time of game tonight, 2 hours and 43 minutes. And the crowd at Petco Park tonight, the 65th sellout of the 2025 regular season, 41,854. Once again, first pitch tomorrow at 1:10. Pregame coverage from Petco Park begins at 12:10. Until then, for our great studio coordinator, Bobby Sharton, I'm Sam Levitt saying so long and good night from downtown San Diego. Again, the final score here tonight, the San Diego Padres 11 and the Colorado Rockies 3. We'll talk to you tomorrow afternoon here on the Padres Radio Network. Have a great night, everybody.